Blog Talk Radio.
Mamma mia, Miss Capuzzi. That pussy is that well. Oh, mi amor, I love that pussy. That pussy, it tastes better. Just the way she whips that pussy. No other does it better. I love a Miss Capuzzi. I need a Miss Capuzzi. They call her Miss Capuzzi. No pussy does it better. I love a Miss Capuzzi. Mi amor, that's my Capuzzi. They call her Miss Capuzzi. You know her pussy sweater. I love a Miss Capuzzi.
What's up to the number one fans? It's your girl, your favorite actress, your favorite musician, your favorite talk show host, Azealia Banks. With my co-host.
Oh, sweet, sweetie. You know what? Listen, I'm never a co-host, bitch. I am the creator, the founder. I am the award-winning actress. Okay, the award-winning.
Come on, Mr. Award-winning.
Singer and songwriter. Okay, bitch. We're not playing with this girl. Yeah, you can get all up in it, bitch. Anyway, hey, you guys. This is Vine.
Hey, y'all. It's me, AB. So, we have a lot to talk about today, so, Miss Bunny, how was your week?
My week was fabulous. I mean, I just had a lumbotomy. I need a lot of Tiffany. Baby on my slippers.
I think they're all wrong.
Is that how you say it?
No. I just had an epiphany. I need to go to Tiffany. My slippery.
Anyway, I had a fabulous week. My week has been going really good so far. What about yours, Miss Payne?
Hey, y'all. It's Azealia Banks, of course, the one and only actress. Has been added to my resume this week.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later. But anyway, my week was good. I take my driver's license next week. So I just been learning how to like, I know how to drive a 50-year experience, sir. But, you know, and then, you know, I don't know, my week has been good. This has been cute. Whatever like that.
Wait, okay, you said some real shit. Okay, so my week has been, let me start over. My week has been good. Let me tell y'all why. So, like, okay, I went on spring break, like, last year. I'm just came back from spring break. So, like, they just now grade, like, our midterms and stuff like that. And, like, I aced, like, all of my classes. Like, I got one B. I'm kind of mad about that. But I got A's on all my classes so far, so.
Do you want a B or an F?
Huh?
Do you want a B or an F?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want a B or do you want a F?
Okay, I don't. I want some B. Okay, so.
Anyway,
yeah.
So as you guys know, we've been going for a long time. Like, we're supposed to start the season off.
That ain't my fault. Don't.
No.
Let me say this, okay? Because the reason why we didn't have, okay, we scheduled, I know you guys seen our post we put on Bench Show. Like, we scheduled, we're going to have been everything like that. I was on spring break, so I was actually in Chicago.
We stopped rescheduling. Like, I mean, we rescheduled one day,
why.
Then we stopped.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The reason, because this is what I believe. I believe that Zen can go on without me. Like, AB does not think that. She believes that if I'm not here, then she don't want to do Zen. Which I understand. I mean,
reality. First of all, this is my best friend.
True.
I remember doing Zen, like, with other people, whatever like that.
I remember that, too.
But anyway, it's just not the same. Like, it's just not the same with my sister. So I'm not, if she's not doing it, I'm not doing it. And that's just how it is. Plus, I'm bored by myself. So, you know, keep it moving.
So that's the thing. Like, I was a little diva. Like, I really was busy. Yeah. Like, I'd be like busy going out. Like, I didn't even like my friends in real life. Well, I hate saying that now because Brian, my friend in real life too. But no, I was just like going out with people that's like they close to me. I guess I could say that. People who stay close to me, he's just been going
out. in my heart.
Oh, you died. You died.
Don't do that one. Girl, I'm trying to be
Anyway, can you tell about this Chicago trip, baby? Okay, everyone wants to know how to start a trip. Okay, I'm going to be honest, because all I ever be is just honest. But I'm not going to be disrespected, okay? So it seems like I'm leaving a lot of stuff out. That's because I am, because it's none of y'all business. It's between me and the person who was down there. And so, as you guys know, I went to Chicago with another person from my NZU. Yeah, I know who it is. I'm not thinking of their name. We went to Chicago together, and it was actually fun. Like, I had a great time. He met my friends. I met none of his friends, but I met him. But we had, like, honestly, we shared the same hotel. We did not have sex. Like, let me just say, because I've even been asked, even Jane, like, said that. She's like, bitch, how was the day? Did you have sex? I'm like, no, we did not have sex. I mean, we wasn't even on that type of level, like, sexually. Like, we were just, like, really, like, y'all know who it is. So, like, we was just, it was never like that. Like, we were just friends. So, we had, I mean, it was really, really fun. There was an incident that I'm not going to talk about. That's why I'm going to leave a lot of stuff out. There was an incident that happened, it was, like, the last day. And it just, it doesn't take away from the fact that I did have fun. Like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, I had, like, the worst experience. Like, it was actually fun. It literally, like, happened, like, the day we were supposed to leave, like, a couple hours before the day we were supposed to leave. Like,
right.
And I'll be honest. I forgot that Brian was on the phone because I had called Brian, like, when the incident had happened, when the altercation happened. I called Brian on the phone, and I forgot he was on the phone the whole time. So he knows everything. But
I heard everything.
He heard everything. So it's just, like, he – and. Y'all know me, like, I don't think I over-exaggerate over anything, but I kind of feel like in that particular situation, I probably could have, you know, toned it down just a little bit.
I don't think you should have.
Okay, because I feel like I'm still entitled to my own feelings, if that makes sense. But, yeah, anyway, so it was fun. Like, it really was fun. Like, I had a great time. We went, we did, like, a lot of sightseeing. We went to a lot of the shopping areas on State Street. We did it on the South Side, which is like the real bad part of Chicago. Even though there was some people he knew that stayed on the South Side and he wanted to visit them, I said, "Baby, you can get it by your damn self, because I'm not going on the South Side." But other than that, it was really fun. I had fun. Like, you know, me and my friends, we all had fun, and you know, I bonded.
Hey, y'all, the thing was, me and Vaughn made an agreement. Because
I
really did not know. I didn't know. And actually, you wasn't going to do it until Sierra called me from your phone.
I was.
Now look. Okay, let me tell them. So if y'all know y'all are deep, you know, situations, whatever like that. Last time I went on vacation or whatever like that, that's me and him stopped being friends because it was just like a little big lack of communication.
I'll talk to you about that after the show, but I was low-key kind of mad at you when you said that. Like when you tried to invite. When he was just like, okay, this is what he basically said. He was like, because I'm going on vacation in Chicago, he didn't want to talk to me, like, while I was down there. Because we did have an altercation that happened, like, during Thanksgiving when I was on vacation. So he felt like, okay, like, I'm just not going to talk to you while he's on vacation because we're trying to have
fun.
Yeah,
and
fun.
I'm not going to talk to you while you're on vacation.
Right, I understand what you mean. Like, you know, like, your attention is, like, really pure. But I'm just like, boy, I'm a grown ass man. I'm not going to sit up here and, like, you know, listen. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, no, fucking, like, I don't know, like, you know, be, like, on a petty shit like this. Like, no, like, I really, like, I wish that he could have, you know, Brian could have came with us, like, or, you know, all my friends that I'm cool with could have came with us. And, you know, next time that will happen, but.
So, speaking of next time, we actually are planning to go on to Atlanta for Christmas.
Yeah, we are talking about doing Atlanta. But I don't know no more about Atlanta. Because this is the thing, like, I'm going to be really honest. I love gay people, but I don't love all gay people, if that makes sense. Like,
okay, no, I'm sure it's true.
Okay, it's like, I feel like some people just overly do things. I never been to Atlanta before, so I don't like to judge people, but based off what I hear about Atlanta, I hear, like, a lot of, like, you know, slimy things about some of the gay people in Atlanta, where I'm just kind of, like, turned off. Because I'm like, I'll be honest, I'm a little bougie. I'm a little bougie. I like nice things. I like nice people.
I've been bougie
like,
ever since I met Vaughn.
I like, girl. Okay. ain't nothing wrong with being bougie. It's okay. It's nice. It's good to like nice things. Don't be ashamed of being bougie. I'm still hella down to earth. Like, I still go to fucking McDonald's over a fucking 5-star dinner paying $300 some. No, like, but I'm bougie in the sense of like I like nice things. I like people to look nice within a bougie.
Around you. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so on to the speak rumble like too much.
Okay. So anyway, so before we start our next segment, we have a special guest who wants to come on and introduce.
No, no.
She wants to introduce this next episode.
Let's take a good lick of his lollipop. Come take a sweet trip to my candy shop. The way you lick it make my toothpick go. Father lick the wrapper all day. Take a sweet.
Come on. We got coins over here. Bitch, you got the real people. Bitch, come on.
Come on. Thank you so much.
To go. She has to go. Y'all don't know. She has to go, y'all. She's just, you know.
Okay.
She has to go.
Anyway, so this next segment is Finding a Fatty. It's a little burn. I would like to know who is your friend.
Y'all, you go first, bitch.
No, you go first.
No. What?
You want one? I didn't know what either.
I just thought about it. Like, okay.
Okay, come on.
Okay, the person I've been talking to recently. I said, no. Take that back. Okay.
I don't know who she's saying, y'all. So.
Okay. My fine nigga father.
Oh, my God. Just say Bella Diaz and keep it moving.
Y'all know I love Bella Diaz, but that's not a nigga, though.
Girl, get your finesse on
him. I did. That was Fine People Friday. Okay, my friend, okay, I'm just going to say Paxton. That's safe. That's a safe answer for me. Paxton.
That's
big. I'm going to say Paxton.
Mine would have to go to the one and only Lady Gaga, because when I grow up,
girl,
I want you.
Let me tell you why she's doing this. She's doing this all because she heard this man's voice. Like, girl. You need to stop with that. I love Lady Gaga. I love this Lady Gaga. But you tried it.
I do, too. I do, too. For all the wrong reasons. No.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, come on. This is cute.
Oh, okay. So, this is my cue. Okay. So, I have to basically introduce, my sister. She's been working very hard outside of Iron U. And I am okay, girl. I'm about to get sentimental. I am very proud of her because, like, we've been talking about this for a long time. Like, he really wanted to pursue He really wanted to pursue like a music career outside of Iron U. And I feel like he could. Like, he has the talent. He can definitely do it. So without further ado, I would want to introduce to you guys this new song called
Exclusive Single.
Exclusive single called. Hold on, where my notes at?
You did not.
Is it Run Walk or Runway Walk?
Runway Walk. Look. Anyway, y'all, this is my new exclusive single, not yet released. Miss Runway Walk.
Passion, all I got is cashing, blasting, fasting, chilling in the Aspen. Bitch, I'm right now, I ain't fucking with a has-been, lasting, passing, every time they casting. Got that 10 in a gym, got that runway walk and that runway spin. Run away with the wind, with that pretty itty skin, and she itty bitty thin. Designer bags only on Versace, Fashion Week in my Tamagotchi, in my Givenchy. Rah rah, bitch, finna raunchy, but only when he watch me, taught me, even though he got me. Every night I'm serving a look, real bitch, no page, no book. Bitch, scared, panicking, shook. Face when I walk in the place. Bad girl niggas, I ain't taking no case. Wine glass and I'm sipping that case. Catch up and I'm at my pace. Cover me in Dior. Fuck they mad at me for. They looking at me more. Got that perfect T4. Coming up next, no time to chat. Come on, what's wrong with pussy cat? Fashionista in my all black neck. Change it up when I come out. Coming up next, no time to chat. Come on, what's wrong with pussy cat? Fashionista in my all black neck. Change it up when I come out.
Runway, walk. Runway, walk, runway, walk, runway, walk, runway, walk, walk, runway,
see me when I see me when I walk, walk. Why these niggas always tryna talk, talk, tryna talk, talk. Better take off, take tape, blight when I walk off. Niggas playing bricks, his chain get heavy. Coin shift, dollar, that income steady. Vote for the house, this is why he Kelly. Better let out, and I'm always ready. See me when I walk, walk. Why these niggas always tryna talk, talk, tryna talk, talk. Better take off, take tape, blight when I walk off. Niggas playing bricks, his chain get heavy. Coin shift, dollar, that income steady. Vote for the house, this is why he Kelly. Better let out, and I'm always ready.
Hello to the number one fans all around the world, girls and twirls. It's your girl, Azalea Banks, featuring...
Yes, bitch, you gonna stop trying to downplay me, girl. Listen to this to the next bitch. Ain't no feature, bitch.
Anyway,
girl,
so
I'm the writer and producer of the song. I'm just playing. Oh, let me tell y'all something. She stole one of my lines in her song, y'all. Like,
oh,
and I'm very proud of it. You know I was proud of that line. I forgot what I said. But she stole it, and she put it in her song. So
chilling in the
like,
Aspen. You never even said that before.
Let me tell you how I know she stole it from me. Because I stay in Aspen, bitch. So, bitch,
Aspen
I know
what?
You stole that from me. I'm not going to tell it, girl. You know, it'll be all of my business.
Girl, the girl is not looking for you. What problem?
But I am in a gated community, so I can't say it. No, say no, please. Okay. So, let's get on to the main event. Like, you know, you guys come for the topics in here. What we got to say in our opinions and all of that.
I mean,
we are, you know, you gotta care, and I love that you care. Okay, so lately, you guys know, I have been like very vocal lately because like I've been really focused on like real life and like enjoying real life stuff like that. But I have got a little vocal lately. I had made a post. So I've been talking a lot to my IMVU talking about like shop artists and stuff like that. So I made a post, and I did see that there was a little bit of backlash with it. People were throwing shade at me, but they wasn't adding me. Y'all know how the girls be nowadays, girl. Like, they'll just throw shade without even letting you know they talking about you. So, anyway.
Remember, Vonnie said it's not as your pain.
Yeah, I said that. I've seen shade been thrown towards me. I'm not going to get into all of that. But I will get into this. It's like my opinions on it. What I was saying. I was saying in my post that I feel that being a person who take pictures in shop of like, you know, high res snap or high res no BG. It's not high res now. A lot of you be saying,
okay,
like,
no,
ain't
no
lie
to y'all. It's just me. I say high res now because I shouldn't be doing who going to school.
It really plays for high resolution in our background. That's a weird little fact for y'all. I'm
crazy thing is, I never knew that.
Yeah, that's what it stands for. So, anyway, so a lot of people take pictures like that, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Do I do it? Like I said, yes, I do it. I also purchase a lot of my clothing too. Like my inventory, like I kid you not, my inventory is so
poor.
It's too much shit that sometimes I even lag just going through my inventory. Like it's just so much shit. So a big part of me for taking pictures in shop most of the time, honestly, is because I don't want to buy anything else to add to that. Because I have to hide a lot of my shit. Like I have to hide a lot of my stuff, and even that is not enough. But I still do purchase a lot of stuff because I like to look good, you know. I like my average to look good, you know. So,
I like repeating clothes.
But I know a lot of people do it though, and I don't know why it's like a big issue to like people are bashing other people for doing it. Like why is your opinion about somebody else or what they're doing? Why do you even have an opinion about that? Like why does it piss you off so much that you want to post about somebody else? Take it to a different shop. You don't do it, kudos for you. Like, that's fine. And then it kills me. So the main people who are talking about it, saying it's like, you know, you broke and all of this stuff, be the main ones looking broke. You pay for
Nicki
everything
Minaj.
You look broke.
I'm sorry.
Which one? You know, it's Stella, girl. You gotta be careful, girl.
It's Mirage. Like, I'm going to talk about her in the next segment. Go ahead.
I mean, did you want to elaborate on this?
No. Oh, okay. Are you done?
Girl. I just passed the torch to you, didn't I?
You're just getting started. Anyway,
I'm already wet. I mean, yeah.
I don't have one, just so you know, for future references. That's an insider, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so how I feel about it. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't want it to seem like it's a slippery slope because it's kind of like, I feel like to everything there's a but, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it, but I have a problem when you do it like let me say, like, say you were artist, say you were artist, and you ain't buying none of this stuff. Like, you ain't buying nothing on your Instagram, and it's all just in shop. Now that's too much. That's too much. But if you want to do a little photo shoot, like, and you know you're not, like Jacoba said, like the Nicki Minaj that's coming back said, he don't got no problem with it, but I forgot what I was about to say.
Okay. I think I seen Lady Gaga say something that I feel like it related to me. Like, I feel like the reason why we do it, like, because sometimes you're not going to sit here and buy a whole entire outfit and then, like, you're only going to wear, like, once, like, just for, like, that single or, like, that cover or for, like, that magazine cover or something like that. Like, you're not going to sit here and wear that. So that's, like, a big part of the reason why majority of people do it. But there are some people who don't have the necessary funds, you know, to actually purchase stuff. And I don't feel like you should be like, okay, you can, like, you know, like, you should be judged. Right. Like, we don't know, like, what their issue is like that. Because this, my only issue is when somebody do it and then they talk bad about somebody else who's doing it. Or somebody who is doing it and they have a very negative person. I feel like if you're doing it, you're not trying to, you know, some, you know, like, trying to, like, you know, brag about, like, oh, I got all this, I got all of that, or, you know, try to put
somebody else on. I don't like that.
You know, it shouldn't matter, you know what I mean? But I just hate when I see people, like, bashing other people, like, I was, like, on Instagram and just going to my timeline. People just like, you a broke bitch. Y'all don't know that. Some of the bitches who the most broke, is that a word? Is that correct?
Yeah, the most broke.
Be the ones that really look, you know, they look the most broke, or the people who have the most money. Oftentimes,
you said that all wrong, girl.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Y'all know what you're talking about.
Yeah, y'all did.
But Nicki did this technique. She said, as long as you get it edited, or as long as you know you're gonna wear it once.
I don't like that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they got it edited. Whether it's their personal issue. It's up to that person. Why are we judging other people? Like, why are we trying to act like we're in control of saying, okay, what you're doing, this is how you should do it. If you don't do it this way, then bitch, you broke, you this. Y'all don't know anybody, like, personal issue. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's a personal decision. Like, and like I said, it's one of those things where people say, like, okay, oh, if you do this, you don't support people that create and shop. I'm going to be honest. I'm not trying to take no creators. But even a lot of creators who, you know, because a lot of creators who are saying, oh, I work hard on my collection, all this. Bitch, no, you didn't. Because half the shit ain't getting sold. You didn't flip flop it and TikTok it and then put a price tag on it and then you raised the price up, but you sold the damn thing. And then a lot of the creators, they be recycling the same shit. You change the color. Who's going to buy it? Not me. I'm not going to buy something that you got. I mean, something that you made that somebody else had already done.
I mean, and even in real life, the people, like, these little artists and everything, them photo shoots, they do not have them clothes. They, you know, the little designers,
yeah,
like, and then they give it back. And that's just what we're doing. We just give it back.
That's what I feel like. There is definitely loopholes in this game. If you find a loophole that works for you, then you do that, boo. Don't let nobody check you. Don't let nobody come for you. Okay, because, like I said, everybody done it before. You can justify your reason for doing it or not. It doesn't matter. You still done it, bitch. Hello?
Now, we've talked about that too much. Now, on to the next situation. Cynthia Bailey, can you explain that?
Okay, let me explain this whole thing with Cynthia Bailey, because I'm very passionate about when I come up with new words. So me and AB, like, we, like, honestly, like, y'all, like, how me and AB are, like, we just kind of, like, make fun of, like, every little small thing. And one of the things that we had made fun of, like, you was watching the other day, was Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And I was the one that put it out.
I feel like you debatable.
I put it out.
Anyway,
you came up with the thing, though.
Debatable. That's what I have to say.
Whatever.
Okay, so we was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. So shout out to all my Real Housewives of Atlanta fans who all watch the show. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's this character—not character. It's a housewife on the show. And she is always like. I feel like she, like, lately she's been always, like, inserting her, like, opinions on things when she don't really even be a part of the drama. She's like, why, give an example. Give a perfect example.
Like, okay, say two people is arguing, like, okay, say me and Vaughn is arguing in front of Cynthia, and she'll just be like, I'm tired of y'all talking all this stuff about me or something like that.
Like, yeah, like she was trying to make everything about her, and it's not even about you.
And nobody even talking about her.
Yes. So I made up this new word. I ain't gonna say I made up this new word. I saw a couple people saying see a baby. So one person in particular is a person who used to be an associate of mine, so a friend of mine, who always, to me, reminds me of Cynthia Bay. Like, you always try to make an issue about you when it's never about you. It's this person who always adapts. Like, if you have, like, a drama with somebody, they always try to take that person's drama and then use that and then get mad about it and then try to use that against you. And it's just like, how are you going to do that? Like, it's not even about you. Like, why do you even have an opinion about the subject? Like, why do you even have emotions or feelings about my issue with somebody else when it doesn't pertain to you? So you are Cynthia Bailey. I don't know if a lot of people around IMEVU that's Cynthia Bailey. So this is what
okay.
I urge you to do.
Now, including one, which is this Nicki Minaj. I'm sorry, girl. She's very Cynthia Bailey because she should be, and then she just be putting a post like, ooh, y'all thought my album name was Pink Friday. Girl, don't nobody care about
which,
like,
Nicki Minaj? You gotta be very careful.
It's Mirage. She is so annoying. I'm sorry. She's just so annoying. I y'all see me putting up posts like, this is not so annoying. It was her. She just be doing stupid, like, oh, y'all thought my album name was Pink Friday, didn't y'all? Nobody cares. Nobody likes you about Pink Friday. I swear people be checking for her, yo. Like, I swear she's going to be checking for her. But.
And it's annoying. And it's just like, it doesn't make sense to, like, why people always do that. Like, if it's not about you, just keep your mouth shut on the situation. Nobody needs to be a Cynthia Bailey. That's what I was trying to say. So I urge everybody, stop being Cynthia.
Okay.
Stop being Cynthia, please.
Be a Portia.
Be a Portia. Just act like you don't know what's going on.
Just say it. Okay. Even if you said it.
Even if you said it, just act like you don't know what the fuck is going on, okay? Look what I urge y'all to do. Okay. So this is what we want to get into. Okay. You got anything else to say about that?
Okay.
So this next thing I want to get into. Oh, first, before we do this, I want to give a couple of shout-outs.
Okay, let me go first.
Yeah.
I want to say shout-out to Tiana, and make sure y'all listen to her new music that's coming out soon, a.k.a. Playhouse. And, yeah, just shout-out to her.
And shout-out to – I don't want to
– can I say it? Oh, my gosh. You already started.
I want to say shout-out to someone – we have a sister. Who is making a debut? Who's making a debut? Who's coming back
tomorrow?
And tomorrow? Oh, so soon!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you guys know her as the best Nicki, or what's I call like my favorite Nicki? What's I used to call her? Y'all used to call her something like y'all call her the best Nicki or whatever, like my favorite Nicki. What do y'all used to call her? Anyways, the Nicki that did the chip right. Right?
She just texted me and said, "Who said tomorrow?"
She said, who said tomorrow? Okay, anyway. So, yeah, shout out to Nicki Minaj. She's coming in. Probably not tomorrow, but probably Monday.
Shout out to her.
Or Sunday. Okay. I don't know. One of these days.
Tomorrow.
Look out for her.
Anyway. She's coming tomorrow. But
so now
we should look out for her. Yeah.
Okay, girl. I already said all of that. Thank you.
I know, Kiki.
Okay. So now I'm going to get into my baby, my project that I've been working on. You guys probably seen me, like, post about it. It's called The Boy Is Mine. I know a lot of you guys are like, what the fuck is this about? So basically, I've been wanting to do this for I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. And that's, you know, making a web series for IMEVU. Like, I always wanted to do it. I've seen, like, it be done before, but probably not to the level of how I would have done it. Like, I could always do things better. That's just my mentality. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so this web series is called The Boy Is Mine. I'm not going to go into too much about what the show is going to be about because I'm still writing the script out. We're still producing it. We're still, you know, getting things probably going to be changing, basically. So I don't want to talk about what the show is going to be about. But I will have to say the people who are part of it, which is my sister, AD. She's a part of it. I also have Solana. She's on this with us.
Yeah, can y'all hold on. Let's take a moment.
Oh, Lord.
Solana, y'all. She put Solana on there, and she, oh, my God, I'm just so happy. But anyway, move on. Sorry.
Okay. Y'all going to be surprised about the next person, about the name. Okay, there's another person is Dyson. Did I say it right?
His name is Dyson, but I call him Dushin Octopus. And
y'all can call him that. Anyway, Tiffy also joined as well. And we also have another person, too, Paxton, who also joined. And I'm reaching out to, like, a few more people. Brian opened up his big ass fucking mouth, AB, and made a post telling you guys to DM if you want to be a part of the show. I am considering a few of you guys. Somebody said they can fit into it. But do not be mad if you don't get a response from me, because it's like I've already kind of made up my mind who I want a part of the show already. Who I feel like would fit the show or whatever. But it's coming.
I ain't even gonna lie. Listen, remember when we were talking about the fashion show part?
Yeah.
I really want Gaga for that.
You want Lady Gaga
for that? Yeah.
Gaga, we'll talk about it after the show. But yeah, so it's like I said, it's a show that's in production. I'm looking to probably release I want to say like in April, so maybe coming soon as April. With this though, we have okay. events. We have events surrounding it. Like one of them is like a press conference. Like I don't know, I feel like it's gonna be cute. Like basically you're like gonna come in, like, you know, kinda ask us questions about the show, or, you know, just get to know like the cast and crew, and we kinda go into like more in depth about like what the show is about. And then I want to have like a party with the cast. So I feel like we haven't been like a really turned up kind of party lately. Like, so I want to go to like a little club open or something. I like club open, like a club, and just party with us and just have fun. And then it could be like a 3-day weekend with us. And then like the final day, which is going to be like the actual premiere of the show, we're all going to be, you know, in the same room together and watch it together. So look out for that. That's coming very, very soon. I will be making a post about extras, and it will be like an audition kind of thing. I know it kind of sounds weird how I'm going to do this, but just stay with me, y'all. Like, you stick with me. I'm going to outline everything for y'all, but it's going to be like an audition process, because not everybody can join. You have to look the part. You got to act the part, you know, action, accessory. Get on it right now if you want to be a part. But, yeah, that's all about that. So that's coming really soon, and thank you for everybody who's been like supporting me, like the people as far as the cast so far, yeah, and getting things done. So yeah.
But I'm excited for it. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Even it's though really I gonna have be to nice. Work hard. I have to work so hard.
See, I'm working hard too. I actually gotta write this script. So we both have like the hardest job, because AB is actually the person who films everything. I'm the person who is like, I'm the director and producer. Mm-hmm. So I write the script, and I also have to find the actions for everybody. Like, and it is exhausting. Like, y'all don't IMVU. It's like, it's not like a second life where like you have to really like.
Yeah, they got like, everything.
Yeah, like it's hard as hell. But I feel like I've been around for a long time, so I know what we can do. Like, I know what we can achieve. So.
And you be buying that dumb stuff that you like you know what I mean, like this stuff. And I be like, well, how did you even get that?
I have really random stuff that just fits the show. I have so much shit, man. I'm just like, it just fits the show. I can use this. It's just random shit. So, I'm really excited about like the script is coming together really nicely. Oh my god, I just can't wait for the share with y'all. Like, y'all gonna love it. It's gonna be amazing. Hopefully, it will start like. Everybody else will start doing it too. Like, that's like my goal. Like, I always have to be like a trendsetter. Like, I do something and then somebody else do something. But I like when people do it the right way. They don't have answers. Like, you're gonna do it, actually put your all into it. That's kind of what I'm doing. Like, I'm putting my all into this. Like, so yeah, I just hope that, you know, it inspires other people to do the same thing. And I can sit back and watch other shows while we on break. Yeah. But yeah, so. That was it. Do you have anything else to talk about today?
No, we don't. Would you like to do? I'm gonna do a little table show radio. Do you have any outgoing remarks?
Oh Lord. Okay, somebody DM me right now. Okay, it's a Friday, so I kind of want to go to a club now. So I'm gonna get dressed on my interview, y'all. Like real life.
Should we have like a kickback?
You should. If there's like a kickback going on already, or like a party going on, like DM us and let us know. Like, we'll come by and just, you know, give us
and come by. Y'all know how I get.
This bitch is like a fucking homebody all the fucking time. Okay. Anyway, so it's like a kickback or like a party. Like, let me know I want to come or whatever. Or if y'all want us to like put something together, we can do that. Have a little, you know, little session or whatever, and just have some fun. I just kind of want to just meet people and just talk and just hang out. I'm kind of feeling like that today, so. But yeah, that's it for Vince today, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry about the long hiatus.
Hopefully.
Your phone was just skipping, like.
We'll be back next week, hopefully. That's what I said.
We're going to say healthy, okay? I'm a very busy girl, okay?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to end it off.
No. We got one more thing. I'll tell you guys. We have to give a moment of silence. I'm sorry. I forgot to say this. We got to give a moment of silence for the girls in D.C., the girls who were kidnapped, and nobody is, like, talking about it. Like, so we feel like we should be talking about it. So we're going to give a moment of silence for those girls. Just want to start right now.
Mamma mia, Miss Capuzzi. That's what they get that way.
Okay, I'll be so sorry, y'all. Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, that concludes our show. Thank you guys for sitting here.
Have a good day. That's right. And make sure to listen to the song when y'all go.
Mamma mia, Miss Capuzzi. That's what they get that way. Oh, me, oh, boy, I love that food. That pussy, it tastes better. It's the way she works that pussy. No other does it better. I love a Miss Capuzzi. I need a Miss Capuzzi. They call her Miss Capuzzi. No pussy does it better. I love.